Begin the Gemara daf Masechet Yomim daf Samach Zayin. Begin the Amanav. Begin the Tzeis Mazda. Begin with the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says there was Tesha Sukkos v'Asara Milin. There was 9 Sukkos and 10 Milin. Tzeis brings interestingly Yesh Tefarim Sheyesh Ben Esa Sukkos. Some texts that say there was actually 10 Milin with 10 Sukkos. It says Tzeis Mekane according to that Cheshbon Achrei Noyes Amedes B'Tzuk. It means the last Sukkah was right there by the cliff. What's the reason? Didn't we say they could walk a mil anyways, like we and have an hour gear or some? So it says, the Meshalech, maybe because of the weakness of the one who's sending the Azazel, they shouldn't have to go back and stay the rest of Yom Kippurim, either to stay by himself or to walk back a mil, be yelling shaman that he could stay over there. So therefore, they made a sukkah right there by the cliff where he could just finish the job and then a rest there in the sukkah. The next says, that begins with the Gemara of Kulnday Erev. Now, all of these are through an Erev because we're saying they're going 2 mil and how are they getting there? Obviously, that there was an Erev there that was helping you go double that amount. Now, from here, there's a question that's asked. The Gemara brings an Erev of that Kizeh, like we find by the city of Levium, that although it's a round city, that we give you the corners and we square it off, which adds 2/5 on its diagonal, and only from there is where you start beginning the Tchum, that Yiyu Kol Shevis Shabbos. That's how all Shabbos residences should be qualified. Pirish. I'll find the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos. And Umav Adal Amos Rosh Shabbos, the halach of carrying Adal Amos Rosh Shabbos. Cool, nice lim, Alach Sein. By all them, we give them the diagonal. So, the hypotenuse. That's it's not going to be just 2,000 Amos. It's going to be an added 2/5. So, 2 for Adal Amos. You have to add another 2/5. To that measurement. Now, Ben Tam explains, says the Chod Tzad Sheyelech Neslach Alaksayin. What that means to say is essentially any direction you're going, we add on that diagonal too. And B'yachal Leilich B'Shabbos Alaksayin Shalapayim. So therefore, on Shabbos, you're not going to go just only 2,000 Amos. You're going to go 2,000 Amos and another 800 Amos, which is another 2/5. B'chamakim Shemaske B'Gemara Omed Rachab Dal Dal. So according to Ben Tam, anytime I mention in the Gemara a pillar of 4x4, which is the measurement of a Rishos, of Haitzah, Lav Davka, it's not precise. It has to be that it squares, Kishir Alachsin Shal Dal Dal, that its square should have a diagonal 4/4. The Hainu, how much is that diagonal? Hainu, Hei Tvachim, Shal Shchamashin, it's actually 5 Tvachim and 3/5. Now, Vagabi Kaferis, Berakam de Shabbos, now by the hive, which is a specific case of measurements of dimension. The Gemara talks about in the first page of Shabbos of Chesem and Af, the Nakadrach, Bavav, it says its width is 4, Vele Nakadrach, Abadal, Kamek, Bechol Duch, the white doesn't say its width is 4, like all other places. Shem the Bechol Duch, the Ayr, the Ayr, the Merubu, because everywhere we're talking about something that's square, Le Havet Tzorch, Le Minkad El Dal, we only have to tell you 4, Meli Adana, of course I would know, Kamesh Balak Sayna, Kein Bechol Makam, how it is by its diagonal, and that's how it is everywhere. Of Stam Kaveris, Aguli, but generally a hive is round. We have Nakadrach, Abadal, have we said it's 4 squared, have the Mashem, called Sada, it would sound like all sides. Because a circle, a hive, does not have a diagonal. If you have to tell you that, no, it's 6, so that you get that inside the dimension. But generally, we just tell you 4, because we know that it means what it's alaksim. It says, Taisis, okay, that's Rabbein Tam. But Kosh L'Purusha Mekam, but it's difficult on him from our Gemara over here. Because Mashman, the Tchum Shabbos mil, it sounds like Tchum Shabbos is literally a mil behind Alpayim, it's only 2,000. It doesn't say anymore, K'mashaychi Rash, like Rashi proves. Me, Yishlam, it says, however, what you could say is, there's some amount of Ba'al Mahu mil. No, it's just... It's just giving you a generic number. Like every place, not Alpayim, it says 2,000. Although according to Ben Tam, he was giving another 2/5. So here also only says although you give really more than you give alachsin. But what Taisa says is difficult according to his interpretation is the whole payer the Shabbos. The halacha is that this idea that you give the corners for the domains of Shabbos, that you add on this 2/5. Yalfinim are Levim, you learn it out from where? From the Levite cities. But Levite cities that you add on 2/5 only goes according to the corners of the world. So you shouldn't be able to learn that from squaring it off more than you learn that from the Levite cities themselves, which it's Kadisa Perikits of Abna, even the Vam Bay, is that we only give you those squares of the diagonal according to the directions of the universe, of north, east, south, and west. So Akhir Bantam says no matter which direction you're going, you're always going to have another 2/5. So I can't picture Ben Ishmael, so if you're right, Ben Ishmael disagrees, and he says, I'm going from east to west, or from north to south, no, we don't give you an added corner, and it's exactly 4x4 or 2,000 Amos. If someone's going from the southwest of the world to the northeast, oh, then nicely paced, then we give him the corners, because that's actually the direction of how the world goes. Gevay Yud, Rodachav Dal Dal, and you have a pillar in Shas Rabban that's 10 Tvachim high and 4x4. Im Hamid Ribu Ribu Shalom, so if it squares according to the square of the world, Vizarach Benachag above, and you throw it in the lands on top of the Chayving Mechayv. But Vimelach Saina, Amid Ribu Oilam, let's say it's diagonal to according to the square of the square of the world. Then you're right, then in Chayv, Achei Ribu, Gimot, Hei Tvachim, Gimokam Hashem, then you're not Mechayv until you have it square, 5 Tvachim, 3 fifths, because then you go, again, the Ribu Shalom, that's where you say it, but you don't say it all throughout, because it can be more than what you learn it out from. Do I love him? Then let's get it. Which from the Arlevim, which is only the Rebu Shalayla. Kinnik says, "Master, begin with the Gemara. Come on, Azla the Tanya. According to whom does the following brisa go like? That says, Chutz Ma'achshem behem. Except for the last one, he didn't make it to the next talk. He would stay from a distance and watch. Oh, that's like Remeir. Says, Taisa Tamele, it's a wonder to me. Am I lekama? Come on, Azla Haditnan. Why are you asking a brisa? Why don't say who's the Mishnah like that says the same words? Chutz Ma'achshem. Except for the last one, doesn't make it to the last talk because there was 2 mil instead of 1 mil." The Mishnah says the same halacha, and says it's likely maybe the Gersin Ditnan. And don't say, oh, that the Gersin should be not Ditanya but Ditnan. Like there actually are some versions that edit it and said like we learned the Mishnah. And if a Masnika is going to Mishnah, then that would be the case. So I'm boyla safe. Then why would we be asking on the safer? If you're saying it's going to Mishnah, not on the Brisa, then why asking on the safer when it talks about Chutz Me'achron Shabem? You could ask already from the Reisha that you could prove that's going like a Meir, because the Gitani it says Mirushalayim Atzok Tzadi Riz Zayin Meslachol Mil. Mishnah says from Yerushalayim to the cliff is 90 Riz, which is 7.5 Riz for every mil. The Hanikar Mitz, like Mitz, it means mil. He's the only one that says 12 mil. So of course it's him. You know the information, not even the Sefer. So it says, even nearly the Gars to Tanya, right. So the Gersa should be like we have an Agamar that's going to the Brisa. The Sefer, the Brisa, the Sina Lohi, and it's going on the end of the Brisa that we're going on, that, and that's actually why we're asking it, is because it's Basa Plukta Dramei Rebuhud Rebuhusik Tanla. This statement is said after all the three Tanoim. And Ramei was the first town that mentioned already over there. Val came out my Gemara, that's where the Gemara wonders. Alpha Gav, all the gears is Kivan, since Remei is mentioned already in the beginning, and then afterwards Rabbi Yisi. So Lachayav, a Mashman, Maskan, the Mos Rabbi Yisi. So it would sound like that the concluding statement would be from Rabbi Yisi. That's what I have to tell you, that no, who's it like? That's not the Tanakama. That's going like the Tanakama, even though it was already mentioned. The concluding statement is going to quote him, Dain Remei, that's Remei. Chayagav, they compare Kavan to Sanhedrin. We find a similar type of idea in the first place of the Mabez, the Donis Adin. What's this going like? That's not the Tanakama. That's actually not from the last statement, it's from the Tanakama. So the Perkle Yachman, Babas Tavachavim Bez, Namik, Chayagav, we find the same thing, and that's why it's going on the Tanya and not on the Mishnah.